Well, I told you what was interesting about the ELCA, or Alice in Wonderland, Artificial Life in the Center of the Universe, or the Euphrates, was that in vitro, it is biological waste and chemotherapy of different animal species and things to crack the genetic code on an ova and sperm or spermatogenesis on oneself, since ovas are made from testes. So, I don't really care about your trans-xenome transplant people. I mean, your trans-botany xenomes. So, you see where it really didn't matter that all of the military and religion and theologians were all in vitro people. And the police and EMS, EPA and medicine. Because it was served you a purpose and sterilized like you should be. Because you're filthy fucking Jew bitches in my temples. Just like you, Christine Marie Lindgren, the whore mercy. And your fucking wetback fucking bitch women. Like, I don't give a shit about your rape toilet. You got raped by horses in St. Mark's Cathedral like you deserve, you filthy fucking Jew bitch. I also wanted to add just another thing about your pain sticks, you know, your tampons that cause necrotizing rape pheromones, or necrotizing pheromones of rape, NPR. They are medical devices, and they are made with things that dilate the cervical os and open up your cervix and allow trichomonas to get in there and ritually scarify with your birth control pills, BCPOE or BCOEP. Like, just some pesticide that's used from, you know, dead animal uteruses and other hormones of dead things. So it can ritually scarify your uterus and cause death rays to attack every woman and young girl. Well, medical tampons have never... Medical devices for to cause pain and to cause NPR have never been medically needed. You've never needed a tampon. It's not medically necessary. I have a doctorate degree in vagina life and vagina care. You know, Princess Leia and I have told you dumb bitches, there's nothing in nature except for the soulless empty tampon queen that uses tampons. Why? Because it's not needed. Regular self-care of your vagina life and knowing that you have normal trichomonas and gonorrhea and some other things to keep off lady love would indicate that you ritually cause your own filth so you can stick your legs up in stirrups and show your filthy vagina to your lover. You know, women with lights, camera, action, and three swabs of plenty. I think you should take this at note. You know, your fecal string that hangs between your spandex and your faggot labia that you don't know what it's about. Why don't you, like, get a clue and keep sticking medical devices made out of feces in your vagina so you can get more diseases, so you can go show your COVID-19, you know, your right to your lover, you know, your luxury stirrup ride that you need to take. You're the most filthy dumb bitch in nature. There aren't any sterile, there aren't any diseased females in nature. They get killed for being or sterile. They get killed for spreading disease. Predators kill and rape them and rip their bodies apart and feast on their faggot fucking flesh. It's true, and you know it. You're sticking FDA-approved medical devices in your vagina to give you more disease because you're filthy fucking bitches who need attention down below. Now you've sterilized yourself. You can't even take INE things because they're from dead uterine cystrine things, you know, dead animals and dead cadaver uteruses to sterilize you, feminize all the men, and cause rape in your community so you can have a victim fucking party about your filthy, disgusting vagina. I have been doing this a long time, bitches. I know how to skin polecats. Let you faggot fucking women do it. You think I give a fuck about your stinky GDP hole? You're the ones that call yourself tuna fish sandwiches. tits, vagina, nothing, and ass. Like, that's what you are, tampon, tuna. Why don't you stick what you love the most, you know, up your vagina and swab what's normal there? Why we ever wasted time to keep you fucking bitches alive in the past? You should have died from fucking 18 pounds of labia hanging and screaming. That's what I think about you fucking dykes. Why don't you dyke out with the sterile retard women and sterilize some more people? Because you are all sterile dumb whores. Here's one thing I love about you. You kept abortion legal, men, and you made disease illegal, and you were here to wipe out disease. Women were always disease, and men were abortion, because men spread abortion in the uterus. It was called the universe of India once. I threw it on the outside, so everything that was cursed into your filthy, useless, soulless, empty uterus would be out in the open and uncursed. Why? Because I hate, you know, that you ruined France, the uterus in America, you know, for a tampon. So you could, you know, celebrate the you of today, a sterile, dead, useless, tampon fucking wielding women's rights movement. And not any, you don't have any religious rights, R-I-T-E-S, and you have lost your privileges, which are R-I-G-H-T, because they have to be earned. And genocide fags like women do not have the rights that normal people do, or real people, or people with personhood. So I would watch what your filthy fucking vagina pollutes, this the scent of a woman, just feces of fucking NPR. I have never needed a woman. And the reason is because the women I was were with were real men that could handle the uterus and get killed for their beliefs. Since they family planned alone, you can fucking die like Tara and Lynn. They family planned alone, and fucking, I told them to fucking die, bitches. I meant it. Fucking die. You claim to be my wife, you filthy. I'm telling you this, that whore Mercy Christine Marie Lindgren, that fatal attraction bitch, has had fatal attraction on me, claiming to be the women in my life and my lover. That sibling fucking retard, that thing is the grossest thing. She's the model of every woman here. I told you they should all be made like that fucking whore, Mercy, so they can be raped and tortured for eternity for their crimes about emancipating or evicting their soul from the uterus with tampons, birth control, in their filthy finger habit of fibrillating fetuses out of the uterus like some faggot fucking monkey. You think you're the only one you affect, you stupid whores? You systematically genocide all of men's sexuality for sterilizing you. You fucking retards. You sterilized every man on the planet by sterilizing yourself with bovine anthrax to kill the Virgin Mary cancer on the uterus, which causes fetal development in embryos, you worthless fucking bitch. I got you here out of women's fucking curses so you could get out, and you didn't want to be used. The same sterile fucking retards didn't want to be used, so you sterilized all the fertile people so you could sit in your faggot fucking pity. I told you, you should, the only way you're going to die is when you're put on trial, dragged to St. Kate's and fucking hanged, you worthless fucking witches. I told you what the cure for chlamydia too, and for vaginal life is to just tell your lover, your male partner, or the female genital to get chlamydia when they're having sex with you. Inoculate them with Rocephin afterwards, and then continue having sex like nothing happened. It fixes what you did wrong. So does antibiotics in men, and then a fresh urine sample sometimes as a douche. There were some other things, but I told Star that. I didn't even tell her because she gave me chlamydia, or I got chlamydia from doing adult stuff, Aurora. And guess what? I knew what the cure was because I flushed it down the toilet once when I was with Lynn and forgot about it for 20 years, 30 years, and remembered right before we all fucking were gonna die. So what, you filthy fucking whores? It's all vet medicine here for you dumb fucking Vatican women. You know, Chris, that mercy whore, cursed you dumb fucking bitches in nature to walk in human skin walk. So I told you, too, that one story in God's One Kingdom where men are abortion and you're animals and they rape animals because that's what mercy does. That fucking whore. That fucking retard that Margie sold to the devil. I have to carry that fucking bitch around in my mind with Ricky and Sarah, the other two retards that wanted to be angels. Why? Because the devil is mercy's mother. You stupid, heaven is mercy's mother. And I don't give a fuck about your pathetic fucking anything. It was intentional for you to kill Tara, Savay, and Mia here. I had them made magic because I knew that fucking whore would kill them. I told you this isn't heaven, bitches. You've been worshiping Lord Satan in the Bible the whole time, the Buddha. Because upside down, it's Jesus, Judas Iscariot, or Iscabius, Iscabital. It's for the Exodus, you dumb bitches. And I don't really give a fuck. I told that fucking dumb bitch once. I said, you better be careful who you pray to. It's Lord Buddha or Lord Satan or Lord Shiva, Lord Tennessee, Lord Byron, whatever fucking lord of woman that you want to. I told those cunts to in theology, if they say Jesus said, you go and inspect their vagina for what Jesus said in that atheist fucking temple. Why? Because they know exactly what Jesus is, the vagina. They get up there and say, I am your Lord God. And I'm like, okay, go inspect the Lord God for signs of fucking faggotry and perfumery. They're fucking paid actors. They belong to some fucking faggot union. I'm so happy that you all believe them again because, you know, half of you were fictional characters that they made up to be slaves. They are still going to get raped and tortured for fucking eternity. What happens next is already seen. I've already seen what you've done to some of the men. You're giving them PrEP and some other meds to cause progesterone. So their body starts to become more feminine, bigger breasts and hips. So there can be pre-op for their transsexual nation. Well, get Islamists on the march to become Islamists, transsexuals like Saddam Hussein. Well, get this, little ones. They are poisoning people on purpose to turn them into women. And they've already started this motheries craze again. All the dykes at the library are speaking in this really, like, my girlfriend and I, really motheries. That feels to me like my tonsils are in my fucking throat because I can't stand faggots with education that start motheriesing, baby talking to people. Why? Because it's a sign of fucking the truth. I was like, they should do it with the people that they're doing it to and sleep with them for attention. They should get Shigella and Trichomonas together again so they vaginal bleed like stuck bitches and pigs. It will become widespread. I'm hearing it on the bus. People are doing it on purpose, which is a sign of mental fucking retardation. A sign that you want to be beat, raped, dragged through the street naked, and have your vagina scalped off of you and hung in windows like in Australia. I'm not fucking kidding. I've seen you stupid, dumb whores. And it becomes a sickness. And they're a threat to the children. Obviously, they killed mine so they could get magical powers. They're going to go after the children next and start trying to hoard them and trying to, you know, brainwash them into believing things and taking Hebrew names so they can be raped vaginas and raped animal vaginas and buttholes and raped penises so they break the law so they can torture them. I have warned you, dumb whores. You want my words or my daughters, Gabriel and Michael, my sperm in your name?
I will fucking have you raped, you stupid fucking bitches, for eternity. And that goes for you, little Peter Cottontail. I love that you're a fucking dyke in religion, too. A theologian. I have heard you, too. It's nice to see you back. I have heard you quote Jesus. I'm like, go and inspect his rabbit hole, too. Put him in stirrups and see what Jesus has said. You know, they're gearing you up to have a Jesus hole, a glory hole, so you can be like the rest of them. You should take some medicine from women. Mm-hmm. You know, that vagina and that fucking NPR starts to affect men anyways. I'm surprised you're not getting mongoloidism and gigantism and some testicular changes like cancer. What? Because you're fucking stupid. This isn't fucking Kansas, bitches. This isn't heaven. You're not. This is fucking hell in the afterlife on the movie set. I told you too, you dumb cunts. We're making the sequel to the prequel of Dune. It's out. Dune is remade again for TV. It's over. I just can't stand you dumb fucking bitches who fall for the same fucking thing over and over again. I just sit back and fucking, oh yeah, I don't even fucking care. You know that? I don't fucking care. You're going to be raped in Calvary for eternity. Oh, and guess what they're doing? You know, those women, the dyke, the hags of hell, they're sleeping with as many men as they can of different. Why? Because they're going to have you in their uterus, inhabitant rights, and you will be joining them in the rape for eternity, so they can be with their people, you know, all the ethnic minorities. I can see it now, they're all with those people. Why? To torture you dumb fucking bitches for believing in the vagina. Like, if you wanted a vagina, there was other options besides hags of hell that are dykes, you know, that know exactly what the game is. I taught those bitches myself. Why? Because I told them not to spy, because they're going to get raped and tortured. And now that they're busted, they're trying to get you involved in the things. I told you to fucking kill them. Why? Because you were supposed to be. It doesn't matter. I trained those bitches myself. How? They spied and I told them exactly what they needed to fucking be raped and tortured for eternity. You know how many of those stupid bitches I had killed for touching boys or left alive so they could get raped, like my sister Mercy? I had that fucking whore was raped by horses because she fucking deserved it for what she did. She prayed for you and they killed you for her touching you and then blamed me. I told that fucking whore I have never been Mercy. I don't give a fuck if you get raped because you ordered it in Latin yourself. I made the 1, 2, 3, 4 letter language. It is the whole entire Latin alphabet, so you can be responsible for getting raped by every Latin legal fucking order that's in there. Don't worry, honey. I believe in you getting raped just as much as Chris got raped. You should be raped just as much as her.